Hi, I'm Sia Khaleesi, and these are the Red Bull Basement Sessions.
This is the first of the Red Bull Basement podcast series, where global innovators, entrepreneurs, and athletes open up to share their mindset, their motivations, and what it takes to make a difference. I'm Tom Carroll, and Red Bull Basement is here to empower students to challenge the status quo and make a positive impact now and for the future. In this series, we hear from a bunch of inspiring changemakers, including F1 Red Bull Racing Team principal Christian Horner, world champion surfer Carissa Moore, and Austrian mountain bike rider Fabio Wibmer. So this is the perfect place to gain inspiration and insights on how to drive positive change in your own space. One of these people making a positive difference is Sia Khaleesi, who really made his name on the international stage during the 2019 Rugby World Cup. The world watched in awe as South Africa claimed their third world title, and as captain, Khaleesi lifted the trophy.
And World Cup winners in 2019, Sia Khaleesi the captain.
Well, the people of South Africa have gotten behind us, and we are so grateful for the people of South Africa.
Sia Khaleesi has defied expectations at every turn, rising from the dusty township streets of Zwide into South African rugby's biggest role. And looking at this 6'2" athlete nicknamed the Bear, you'd probably be surprised to find out that he often went without food.
It was a struggle for me to get more than one meal a day. Sometimes I'll go without meals.
And with his wife Rachel, Sia has started his own foundation, helping the poorest in his country and acting as a major inspiration for others.
Find something that means something for you. You will stand firm and stand strong because you're convicted. You have a conviction in it. It's purpose-driven. It comes from inside you.
In response to the COVID-19 pandemic, Khaleesi and his wife launched the Khaleesi Foundation in 2020. The foundation provides PPE to healthcare workers and delivers food parcels throughout South Africa, with special attention paid to the Zwide township where Khaleesi grew up and other disadvantaged areas of South Africa. Its ethos is to change South Africa one by one.
We want to make sure one person at a time, one city at a time, and one village at a time, we're going to change South Africa. I am the best at this. Nah, you ain't going to mess
with this. Ever heard of what a veteran is? Join me as we find out more about the journey and mindset of Sia Khaleesi, the inspirational South African rugby captain and a figure who helps unify his country. I am the best at this.
Yeah, I'm Sia Khaleesi. I'm from Port Elizabeth, but I stay in Cape Town now. Married to Rachel Khaleesi, and I've got two kids, Nicholas and Kezia. And we adopted my brother and sister, Liam and Lipelo. Played rugby since I was a kid. It's been a sport that's really been enjoyed by my family, so I followed in my father's footsteps. But obviously, they didn't make it into professional sport like I did.
So this is Sia. If you're a rugby fan, you'll know him as the captain of the South African side that beat England in the 2019 World Cup final and the British and Irish Lions in 2021, which is no mean feat for a team who, back in 2019, were ranked fifth in the world. Born to teenage parents in 1991 and growing up in Zwide, a township near Port Elizabeth, Khaleesi lived in a small house with five others. Inspired by his father's love of rugby, Khaleesi started playing at school.
It was quite cool, you know, it was easy. You must hurt him before he hurts you, or if he hurts you, you hurt him a bit harder, you know. It's big hits, and yeah, it was pretty cool. I remember playing my picking up my first rugby ball at Dengeka Stadium in Zwide, you know, a field full of thorns. That didn't make a difference to us. We still played anyway because we loved the sport. And yeah, I enjoyed it from the word go. And not having equipment, I remember playing my first trials game. I was playing in boxes because I couldn't afford a pair of shorts. Throughout that period, no training in the field with the thorns, no equipment, you know, we use whatever we had around us to get us to where we are, you know, to the next stage, you know.
And that next stage didn't take long to show up. At the age of 12, Sia impressed scouts at a youth tournament. And before long, he was offered a rugby scholarship to the prestigious Grey High School, which had already produced elite-level sportsmen, including arguably South Africa's greatest ever cricketer, Graham Pollock.
And when I got there, you know, I remember the first day coming there, just standing in front of the building, I started dreaming differently, you know, just the infrastructure, you know, and I could see the equipment, and it was just amazing, but it was a different world, you know. I had to adapt and learn a whole new language and adapt in a new culture, which was pretty tough, but I'd struggled enough, or I'd seen a lot of struggle in my community, so that wasn't a challenge for me.
Determined to break the boundaries of the past, Khaleesi found himself in a new environment that felt a world away from his previous school in Zwide, where a rugby kit had to be shared between three teams.
I would play my game, take off my jersey, give it to the next kid to play in the same jersey, and then the third team. And I remember going to Grey, and I was 12 years old, and I had my own jersey. Every single person had their own jersey. I knew then already that, you know, something's got to be done. This is unfair. I've left all my friends behind, and they're probably going through the same thing, you know, that I went through when I left. And I remember with my first salary, I bought jerseys for my school, and I was only getting 5,000 rand. So every time I put on a jersey, I play for them. I play for anybody else who's been in my circumstances, or even worse, to let them know that it is possible. You know, you can't just give up on your dreams and goals because of the circumstance. You gotta fight with everything you have to be where you are.
Making a difference, fighting for your dreams and goals, and not forgetting where you're from. This is the mindset of Sia Khaleesi. And it's this spirit which is also seen in many of the student innovators of Red Bull Basement, who, through single-minded determination to achieve their goals, drive towards making a positive impact in their community and also disrupt the world. Khaleesi began at school as a small but mobile flanker, good with the ball in hand, learning to be smarter than the stronger kids around him. Until a growth spurt kicked in, and he got a lot bigger, bringing along added power to go with that finesse. His views were shaped as a young man when he decided to take his future into his own hands and work towards a goal, working to help his family.
I think I was 8 or 9 years old. I was selling fruit. I used to make bricks when I was young. When I was 16, I was a bartender already in a tavern. You know, those kind of stuff where my mates have gone on holiday, you know, they've gone to Mauritius and all these beautiful places. And I'm at a tavern working and they're throwing pepper spray. Someone has been stabbed by the door. And I can't breathe, but I can't move because I'm the cashier. I'm a stand by the till, you know. And then I go back to school and then I hear how nice the holidays were while I was busy hustling, trying to get something for my family, you know. And I'm embarrassed to tell them that, you know.
Sia has a fire in his belly about the poverty in his country and is on the counterattack to make a change. His other passion alongside rugby and his family is his foundation. Having watched the impact lockdown has had on South Africa's poorest, Khaleesi and his wife Rachel have mobilised help. They provide PPE to healthcare workers and deliver food parcels throughout the country. And he's been giving back to his community just like this since he was 19 years old.
Then I met Rachel. She also started doing stuff by herself as well. You know, she built a whole library for a school through Instagram. She asked people, the school approached her and she started asking people on Instagram, and people actually came in. Some didn't have money. They said, we have hands and feet, we can help. And some provided money. Some provided the equipment and all those kind of things. And they actually built a beautiful library. And then we were like, you know what? We need to bring it together. And we wanted to help, especially in disadvantaged communities, and also fight about the social issues that are happening that mean something to us, to me and her. And then the pandemic hit while we're still talking about it. So we bought masks for the frontline workers, we put sanitizer for the frontline workers. And then they were like, okay, cool, we're fine in this department. The most important thing now is to keep people at home. So then we started raising money to feed people, to keep them to stay at home. Because like I said, when I was young, I didn't have food at home, I'll go to my neighbors. But now the tough part is my neighbors have lost their job. They don't have anything as well. But now I'm telling them to stay at home. Obviously they're gonna try and travel wherever they can to find food. So I'm like, okay, cool. This is what we're going to try and do. We tried to put food in as many homes as we could around the community. And obviously, we started where I came from. And then there, once again, I got inspired because I went to some of the grandmothers that were giving food to my grandmother to cook for me. And I remember having the conversation with them. And they were like crying. They were like, thank you for not forgetting us. And they're so grateful for what they did in the past because now it's coming back. And that gave me more motivation and more power to even reach in areas that we've never been for before. And I think we did 16,000 kilometers driving around South Africa.
It was in Limpopo province that Khaleesi had a particularly eye-opening experience that he will never forget.
I remember we were in a car and we were driving, it just rained. And there's like a little puddle of water. There's a dog drinking from it and like a boy playing in it. And then there was a lady with a baby on her back. And she had a bucket and she took some of the water. So we asked, like, what's the water for? She's like, she has to cook with that water. She has to drink that water, basically use it for everything. And luckily that day we were there to do boreholes as well. So we were able to provide some water. But I was sitting there, I'm like, it's 2020 and there are people that don't have water. There are people who don't have food in our country. And it hit me hard when I was there and going to Northwest as well. There are people living on the side of the road where there's absolutely nothing around them. And I thought they just moved there. They've been living there for 40 years. Some of them didn't want us to go into their houses because they were so embarrassed. And these are elderly people, people who work in mines and stuff, who are building wealth for the country, but this is how they're living. And that really broke my spirit. And we're telling their stories, obviously, with their permission. So, because a lot of people don't know that side of the world happens in our country. So the foundation has kind of opened my eyes in that way as well, because I thought I knew what struggle was until I started seeing what other people are going through.
The Khaleesi Foundation started during the COVID pandemic to try and change the story of inequality in South Africa. And it's starting to make a difference.
Some people can't pay school fees, they have no food. So when you're providing food, we are just taking one thing away, especially a lot of the houses we've been to, it's normally single mothers. And I was also raised by women, you know, they had to figure out what are they cooking, how are they going to get money for school fees. And it's something that I struggle with too. So now I always, like, I'm okay, cool, let's just take this one away. And we're going to try and provide bursaries until we can start fixing schools in the township. But that's what we're doing as well, going into school, making sure the kids have proper sporting field, netball, rugby, soccer, and all that kind of stuff. Bathrooms are clean, because when I was there, I didn't want to go in the bathroom. When then I went to Grey, I could have my sandwich in the bathroom. That's how clean it was and how well it was looked after. Computer rooms, libraries in our neighborhood. And we've already started doing a little bit of that. But after COVID, we actually have a plan of basically renovating my old school. We want to make sure one person at a time, one city at a time, and one village at a time, we're going to change South Africa.
Like so many, education was key for a young Khaleesi, and it's something that he wants to pass on to and provide for the next generation.
School for me was a safe place, and that's what I want to create for the kids, so that when they know they go to school, everything looks good. They're getting 3 meals a day. That's one of the things that I want to push through, because some kids don't. They get 3 meals a day. You know, the teachers are positive. One thing that I drive, because my life was changed by a teacher. And teachers are important. They need to know that they're valued. Make sure that they looked after as well, you know. And when the kids go to school, they know the teacher is going to tell them, I want to be a doctor. You can be a doctor. Sometimes at home, your mom or your dad will be like, no, you won't be, because they couldn't do that, you know. And I want that kind of safe environment. They can be learning about everything else, and they can be looked after. If they're not strong academically, there must be other things that they're empowered in.
The Springbok skipper knows only too well from his own childhood the difference that a full belly can make when trying to focus on your studies.
If you don't eat, you're tired in class, you don't want to do your schoolwork. And some people are smart, they just don't have the energy. And that's what people think is meals. Ah, it's a pity thing that you don't have a meal. It's a huge thing. It makes such a huge difference. And that's one of the things, and I always fight about stuff that means something to me, you know. You mustn't always be forced by people, stand for this. No, find something that means something for you, because then you will stand firm and stand strong because you're convicted, you have a conviction in it, and it's a purpose-driven, it comes from inside you.
So what does Sia wish for in South Africa and around the world?
Equality, man. Equality, that's, you know, I obviously, like everybody else, I hate this violence and fighting. I would love to have peace, but we have to start somewhere. Equality, not only in race and all, in gender, in everything, because yeah, the world is just about, it's so, everything's about men, you know, and everything works for men, and it needs to be equal for everyone. And for us to have like racial equality, we also need, first of all, gender equality.
With Khaleesi in the squad, there's the promise of more silverware on the horizon. Not to mention the national celebrations that always accompany any sporting success in the Rainbow Nation. Like many in the team, rugby gave him the platform to achieve his dreams.
Rugby gave me that. It gave me a place of belonging. People that I could be accountable to, and people that taught me respect, the manners, the person that I am, being punctual, I learned that through rugby. I'll always be grateful for the sport because it's also given me this platform that I have today.
South Africa are World Cup winners in 2019.
That was Siya Kolisi's story for the Red Bull Basement Sessions. A man who has used his sporting achievements to fuel social innovation, inspire others, and ultimately become a change maker in South Africa and around the world. Red Bull Basement is not just a podcast. It's an initiative to support impactful, feasible, and creative tech ideas from student innovators from around the world and support these changemakers in realizing their vision. Next time, the visionary team principal who has made Red Bull Racing into a world-class Formula One team.
Formula One is the biggest team sport in the world. There's close to 900 people in this team that are here focused on designing, manufacturing, and operating two cars, which is nuts.
Join us as we hear from Christian Horner. Follow Red Bull Basement Sessions on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And visit redbullbasement.com to find more stories from innovators who are driving positive change around the world.